Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, we're diving into the evolving landscape of crypto investments, regulatory shifts, and the latest on blockchain innovations. Dominic Rizzo of T. Rowe Price suggests now is a prime time to invest in Bitcoin, likening it to a commodity with prices near mining costs. Meanwhile, GameStop's bold move to add Bitcoin as a treasury reserve has sparked a 7% rise in their shares. Ripple's legal saga with the SEC seems to be winding down with a $50 million settlement, a fraction of the original fine. Additionally, the SEC's investigation into Immutable has ended without charges, hinting at a new regulatory approach. Now let's get into the details. Dominic Rizzo, speaking at the exchange conference, highlighted Bitcoin's potential, noting its current price is close to the average mining cost of $84,770. He advocates for exposure to blockchain through stocks like Coinbase and Robinhood, emphasizing blockchain's role in fintech and AI. GameStop, under the leadership of CEO Ryan Cohen, has officially integrated Bitcoin into its treasury strategy, reflecting a broader trend among public companies. This decision, alongside Cohen's public acknowledgement of Bitcoin, has boosted GameStop's stock by 7%. In regulatory news, Ripple has settled with the SEC, agreeing to pay a $50 million fine and drop its cross-appeal. The SEC will return $75 million from the original $125 million penalty, allowing Ripple to move forward without the looming legal battle. The SEC has also closed its probe into Immutable, signaling a shift in its regulatory stance. Acting Chair Mark Uyeda is steering towards engagement and rulemaking rather than enforcement, as seen with the establishment of a crypto task force led by Commissioner Hester Pierce. In the realm of blockchain innovation, Chronicle has raised $12 million to expand its infrastructure for tokenized assets. This funding will enhance their verified asset oracle, crucial for ensuring off-chain asset authenticity. Meanwhile, Andre Cronje is set to launch a new algorithmic stablecoin on Sonic, offering over 19% annual yield. Despite past concerns with algorithmic stablecoins, Cronje is optimistic about its potential. On the investment front, Fidelity is preparing to unveil its own stablecoin, aiming to tap into the tokenized government bonds market. This move positions Fidelity alongside major players like Tether and Circle in the stablecoin arena. Finally, the CME Group is collaborating with Google Cloud to explore asset tokenization, a pilot set to launch in 2026. This initiative aims to modernize financial markets, enhancing settlement and clearing processes through blockchain. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.